Welcome to the Radio Coffee House chat room, sponsored by The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Good morning, DFW Metroplex, and good morning, America. We are speaking live this morning from the beautiful KLIF studios in Victory Plaza. And my name is Robert Whipple. I am an entrepreneur, and I have the privilege of working with Southern Painting, which I believe is one of the most successful painting companies in America. But I'm also the author of the best-selling book, The Big Day, and I am your host on the Radio Coffee House chat room. So our platform in the Radio Coffee House chat room is to discuss relevant topics that affect you. Do we have a topic today? We are going to have so much fun. I think this is going to be the best show yet. And so what we have to do is we have to look at our mission statement. Our mission statement for the Radio Coffee House chat room is to give you hope in the midst of some opportunities or problems you may be facing. I mean, that's what we're all about. And that's the way we track. So my co-host, Nancy, is with us in the studio. Good morning, Ms. Whipple.
Good morning.
How are you?
Awesome.
Good. So everything going okay with you?
Absolutely.
So what's going on in your life today?
Well, let's see. Got up early, drove to Dallas from beautiful Fort Worth. We used to listen to a radio show, and they always said, beautiful, beautiful Watauga.
Watauga. And we drove through Watauga one time. We go, this is not that beautiful, but I always liked that. So that's why I always
used to. They loved their town. So anyway, we love Fort Worth.
So my special guest this morning in the studio is Leo and Lindsay Langford. And good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
And good morning, Leo.
Good morning.
So we have got some real topics to talk about. And I was talking with Dan earlier, and I said, Dan, what is the definition of success? And this is kind of like one of our topics that we're going to be discussing. So if you ask me, Mr. Whipple, this morning, this beautiful morning, what is the definition of success? I'm going to say you have to go with what the Bible says. And the Bible says real success comes when you're laying down your life, when it doesn't become about you anymore, Nancy, Lindsay, Leo, Dan. It's not about you anymore. It's what you're doing is so much bigger than that. That's the ultimate level of success, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. But also, kind of our theme today is the life-changing story of Leo and Lindsay Langford. So let's start off and get to know them a little bit. I know them, had the privilege of working with Leo almost now for three and a half to four years. But so let's talk a little bit about who they are, so you get to know them like I do, because they have a real passion in their life to do the good things bigger than themselves. So Leo, let's start off with you. Tell me a little bit about who you are and who is Leo Langford.
Well, I'm very outgoing, for anybody that knows me, very laid back. A lot of people, well, I would say, especially to a fault, sometimes I'm so laid back that I just don't have a care in the world.
Yeah. So you just kind of sometimes just like you're too much laid back.
Exactly.
To the opposite side, where I know Lindsay's just kind of like the opposite of that. Is that right?
Very opposite.
So you're kind of like the driver.
I am very bossy.
Bossy?
Yeah.
She's a blonde bossy chick.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little high maintenance.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the good news.
My way.
Hey, at least she's admitting it. I mean, you know.
Well, it's because she's on the radio.
Okay. So at home, she's not admitting it. I mean, like, yeah, yeah. It's our fault. Yeah, I get that. So so tell us a little bit about yourself, Lindsay.
Well, I don't like talking about myself.
Okay. So you can. I know you can. I know you can. So
now wait, she said she was bossy.
I did say I was bossy.
Yeah.
But I do like to have fun. We're happy people.
Yeah.
She
and
life.
She also works in the medical field.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so how did you guys meet? I think this is kind of a cool story.
Well, the real story is I was catfished.
You were what?
Catfished.
Not the real story.
So
okay.
Have you ever heard of blackpeoplemeet.com?
Are you kidding me?
She got me good.
Okay,
you know, I was looking for a new date, and I'm well, like, so okay, I'm going to check out this website.
So yeah,
blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yeah,
so don't take offense to that.
No.
But no, that's
that's good. I like that. That threw me a loop.
So
you were both working out, weren't you? Like a 24-hour fitness or something?
Yeah, he was sneaking into my gym.
Yeah, and so you were both like, were you a trainer, Lindsay?
I was a trainer.
Yeah, and so you train guys or gals, and you train people, and then you were out working out one day, and she said, "Wow, who's that guy?"
Well, pretty much, yeah. You know, I would dominate the basketball court. Anybody will tell you that. So we're running the court, and she, you know, just fell in love. Oh, my gosh, who's that guy? He weighs 110 pounds.
The good-looking guy.
So you're dominating the court, and you met on Black Lines, you know.
Blackpeoplemeet.com. You know, that's how it happened.
He forgot to mention earlier he likes to tell stories.
Yeah. See, I did not know that.
Great storyteller.
You caught me off guard on this one. I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to have to kind of prop you up, and all of a sudden you've turned the table on me. So I like that. And what is your role with Southern Painting?
I am a territory specialist, interior, exterior specialist. That's what I like to call it. I have the privilege of working in the beautiful Coppell Flower Mound area and just enjoy it every day. So
that was kind of interesting how you became a part of Southern Painting. And I've got to share this story. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of like happened on the wings of enthusiasm, and that was kind of like my fault. I really like Leo, and I really, when I met him, I thought this is a guy I could like to be aligned with. But I made a mistake, and I thought his resume said he had a degree in construction from Kansas. And I'm not sure how I got that, but, you know, that was really impressive. So his attitude, you know, who he was, and having a degree in construction, that fit perfect with Southern Painting, even though our technical background is not construction, it's painting. But, you know, and so I found out several, like, weeks or months later, you didn't have a degree in construction.
That's
from
great.
Kansas. But, you know, it's kind of like too late. We hired you, and this is kind of a unique thing about Leo, and I just love this story, is that he saw after several months he was over his head. And, you know, I think that's one of his qualities. He said, you know, this is something I'm not really able to do right now, because he was put into a senior management role with Southern Painting. And, you know, he had never had that kind of background before. And so here he is. So he came to me. And what did you say to me?
I said, "Coach, this is way too overwhelming."
Yeah.
And I was like,
I can't do the job.
I can't do it.
But I don't want to leave Southern Painting.
Exactly.
And I like that story. Okay. So you saw that there was an issue. Mm-hmm. I don't want to leave Southern Painting. And so the next thing we did was we found another position, not an entry-level position, but it was let's say, 3 or 4 steps down from there, if there's such a thing.
Correct.
And then you got and you started working and perfecting your skill sets in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the good news is, we've come full circle. Now you're back into senior management.
Completely full circle.
Yeah, and I mean big time.
Oh, yeah.
And both he and Lindsay, and this is one of the things that you get to grow with people. That's one of the most, I guess, one of the most enjoyable parts of my life is get to see people start to come full circle and start to really do something with their lives. I thought that was really, really, really good. So we're going to be talking about the theme this morning, and that is thinking outside you, getting bigger than yourself. And they've got a life-changing story that we're going to talk about. And this is where this is kind of gets interesting, is we both kind of have the same background in that story. And that is, I'm going to take you back just a moment in history, if I might, Nancy. And let's take it back to the early 50s. Or let's even take it back before that, in the 20s, here we have Dallas was one of the most racist cities in the whole world, in the whole United States, let's say. That's crazy to even think that way. I just can't imagine that. And we talked about that last week with Chauncey. And so we have high racism. And then in the 30s, you had prohibition, but it was abolished. That was crazy. I mean, you could not buy any alcohol. And then you had Mr. and Mrs. Kenneth Whipple. Here they are in Amarillo, Texas, West Texas, and they owned liquor stores. They owned two of them, the liquor marts. They were named the hospitality houses. So they wanted to adopt a baby, but they couldn't because they owned liquor stores. Now, get that story straight. And so you see all this history starting to come back, And back in that, in the 50s, just think about this, in the early 50s, I mean, the average house was around $2,000. The average wage was around $3,300. A gallon of gas was 23 cents a gallon. I mean, that was crazy. And so here they wanted to adopt a baby and couldn't. Now, I'm not sure why they didn't have kids, but they just wanted to adopt a baby. So what did they do? They networked with some of their friends, and out of California, there was a lady that had twin boys. And that's where I came into the picture. And they flew their Beechcraft Bonanza, Lindsay, Nancy, Leo, to Fresno, California. They picked my twin brother and myself up. A year later, my sister, from the same birth mom. That's crazy. And now at 3 days old, I'm spending the night in one of the largest gambling casinos in Las Vegas, Nevada, where my formula was being made. And that's the story. And I was adopted. And that is just like, just such a cool story, because you think about everything that has transpired, you know, all the history we've seen in America, and here we are today. And that's one of the major topics that we're going to be talking about, is adoption and how that's changed your role, your life, from the ground floor and up. My name is Robert Whipple. I am your host for the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. We are so glad that you are here with us. What we're going to do for a moment, I just want to spend a moment, and I want to kind of switch gears for a moment, and I want to give you something out of the big day. And we're going to talk about your attitude. And in fact, I'm just going to read it almost word for word, and I'm on page 161. And it says, and I want you to listen to this before we get into our topic. I want you to listen to this, because it really has everything to do with kind of like our subject. It's your attitude, which affects everything, from the start of your day to how your day progresses. The issue is, it's not good or bad out there. It's not good or bad out there. It's good or bad where? Between your ears. So change your attitude to, yes, this is the big day. And you will find, once you change that attitude, you will find that the birds will sing louder and the grass looks greener. Your attitude is either an asset or a liability. Your attitude affects everything from the beginning of your day to the end of your day. Boy, that is an important part. We have got so much to cover, great stories to come up on the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. We have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back.
When your alarm goes off in the morning, do you hit the snooze button? If so, you've probably fallen prey to the acceptable norm, thinking that today is just a normal day. Well, good news. It's not. Today is full of opportunity. Why limit the potential of a perfectly good day that could change your life for the best? We often sell ourselves short when we look at each day as if it's as normal as all the others. We even have to peel ourselves out of bed sometimes because we lose the vision of the adventure and untapped potential ahead of us and even within us. But the truth is, each day is something to get excited about. Think of what your life would be like in 1 year if you woke up every day like it was Christmas morning. As a personal life coach, let our new book show you how to turn an average day into the big day. It's time to beat your alarm to the punch and wake up ready for the success that awaits you. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Yeah, I've been asked this several times, so I want to go ahead and give you our website. And if you want to look about what the big day is all about, you want good information, it is life-changing, I believe it is. But the website is www.readyforthebigday.com. And I want to, you know, encourage you to take the time to go on that website. Invest into the book. It's just pennies on the dollar, and it's life-changing. It talks about how to apply the natural with the spiritual, how they go hand in hand, how they work hand in hand. So our theme today is life-changing stories. It's bigger than yourself. So you guys, you want to have a baby. Let's start right there. You decide you're going to have a baby. And so let's take it from there. And so what happened? You
practice.
So you practice what? Having a baby?
Having a baby. I mean,
yeah. You know. And so that, how did that work for you?
Lots of practice, and it just didn't transform into anything. So
we tried for about a year
to have a baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm sure that was kind of like a little bit demoralizing in one way, frustrating. And you're just like, you guys want to have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you decided after like several months or that 1 year, Lindsay, that wasn't going to happen, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I would say even that, you just like, okay, you both look at each other and go, wow, this is not the way we envision this. I mean, this is not, we wanted to have kids and we wanted to raise a family, and now we can't have a baby. Talk about a roadblock in the way.
Yep.
Talk about having an attitude adjustment. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of like a big time roadblock. I mean, you could talk about it now, but back then when that was happening, I mean, that's just kind of like, you know, you both have to look at each other and go, what's wrong with me?
That's exactly what I did. Looked in the mirror and said, what happened? Like, you know, you expect it to be one way, and, you know, you see families or people starting families and
having
like,
kids.
Why isn't this working for us?
I mean,
they
this
have
is
no issue doing it, and we're just like, what are we doing something wrong?
Yeah. I mean, like, and you know, you start having all these questions, Lindsay, about even being a woman, a man. You know, just that I'm thinking here, and as I'm thinking through this process, thinking about people that you start, or you're going through something right now, and you start having questions about who you are, and that doubt starts seeping in. And there's then when doubt starts seeping in, then all sorts of junk starts coming in through that door. So I'm sure the junk was coming into you going, okay, this is the issue that we're having here. We can't have a baby. We want to have a baby. And so did you like go to the doctor? Did y'all seek medical?
Yeah, I had gone for my yearly because nothing was happening. So I was just like, oh, well, maybe I'll just mention to her what would our next step be if it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, the cheapest and easiest way to go about it is to rule out Leo. It's just easiest, one trip, one diagnosis. And so we did that, and that so happened to be
the issue.
The issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that you saw that maybe it wasn't you, it was Leo. So then you're going, and that's even worse because now you really know whose fault it is. You go, hey, it's really my fault, you know, which actually it's all our faults if you really look at it. But, you know, you start casting the blame. And then from there, you have to take a step back and you have to say, okay, now, what are we going to do with this problem? Which we, in the big day, we talk about problems and we call them now opportunities. Mm-hmm. And in that opportunity, you have to do something really great. So then you got to start planning another direction, a family. So let's take it from there. So we've been set. It's been cast. You can't have kids. Mm-hmm. And so you got to start planning what you're going to do. How are you going to plan a family?
Well, we really just embraced each other and, you know, helped mend each other's hearts because it was tough. You know, it was really a shot to the hearts. And we were just like, oh my gosh, you know, it's not going to be like we planned it to be. So we've got to change direction. Like, what are we going to do?
So is that when you decided after you decide this, that you would going to maybe adopt?
We wanted to try IVF first because they did give us a little bit of hope with that.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, well, let's just try it.
So you tried that for like 6 months to a year?
We tried it one time. It's so expensive and it's so hard.
You're
on so many hormones. I'm already kind of crazy, and being on those hormones, I was even more crazy.
Yeah.
So we tried that and we did get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then we lost it. We were about 10 weeks in, then we lost it. So then after that.
Wow, I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Miscarriage.
Yep.
So that was kind of like another major, that's like not a roadblock. That's like,
down.
That's like getting kicked in the face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, golly. So here you just get one after another. You have all these opportunities that you keep facing. Mm-hmm. And I know that for all of us that are out there listening today, we all have some type of opportunity that we're facing. I mean, this is like major life changing. Here, okay, so you find that out. That didn't work. So then you started the adoption process, or thinking about it, or do you just like wake up one day and go, "Hey, I think we're going to adopt"? Or Where do we do? Where do we go from here?
Well, we talked about it and had a good conversation, and just, you know, thought about can we afford it? Would we be approved? You know, there's several different steps, and Lindsay just hopped on it, you know, and just.
So what do you, like, go to Google and go adopt.com or, you know?
I mean, actually, I did do that.
Okay. How'd you know?
I started all sorts of research, and I started calling agencies to find out just their process. And I interviewed, I don't know how many people. And like I said earlier, I'm a little high maintenance, so I had to make sure I was going to be with an agency that was going to respond. If I had 10,000 questions, I wanted 10,000 answers right then. Mm-hmm.
So you started going through and just started looking and doing your research mm-hmm. on all the, are there a lot of adoption agencies out there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a million of them.
I didn't realize that.
Right.
Yes.
So you're thinking about, okay, so the first step right now from that point is, okay, you start just trying to get some of these questions. And I'm sure that as you started, I guess, going through this, you started thinking of more questions. Mm-hmm. So you start to have this mountain start to kind of become in front of you. And maybe it's like overwhelming. Of saying, okay, where do we even go from here?
Definitely.
I mean, and so you're planning a family. So I guess you have to start planning that. Talk to me a minute about the planning process for you guys. I think that's really good.
Well, so when we call and ask all these questions for the agency, well, they're like, well, what are you looking for? Is there an age? Is there a gender? Is there a race? All these questions, I'm like,
Let's see. We'd like 6'2".
Baby,
yeah. Play football for TCU. You know.
Well,
yeah. No.
Back that up.
Okay.
Play basketball for Kansas.
Okay,
you know,
Kansas. He's got his Jayhawk shirt on. I wish you could see this morning.
Rock shot.
Okay.
Rock.
Good. Okay. So anyway, so you have all these questions. Okay, what do you want? They start asking you these questions, and so you're not prepared for this. So you that like think, oh well. So I guess that's something we need to think about.
Yeah.
So that's where part of the planning is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you almost have to get a checklist out. I mean, it's kind of like at one side, it's kind of like you're thinking, you know, we just want to adopt. And then you got to thinking, you know, there's a lot more to it than this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
then
big
you deal
time.
With mental illness issues. If something happens with the baby, do you still want it? And do you want domestic? Do you want international? And they just keep rolling off all these things. Are you okay with this, 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 and this? And I was like,
So that's where the planning starts in.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And so you have to sit down and have a serious talk with each other and say, okay, what do we want?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we want this? This is, and it, one way it may seem kind of selfish, but the other way, it seems like you have to be proactive if you're really going to take this issue and you're going to start, you know, heading down this avenue of adoption.
That's correct.
Yep.
And back to my mom and dad where, you know, they flew to Fresno, California and adopted us. I mean, I don't know what paperwork there was, but you know, I'm sure there wasn't the red tape to go through like there is today. I could only imagine today, I mean, just opening a business today, you have to go through volumes of red tape, much less adopting a baby. So you have all these questions and you start trying to get those questions answered. So I'm sure there's doubt that starts to seep in. Should we do this? Should we not do this? So then one avenue leads to another avenue. So this is where the fun part comes in. You start the planning and you start deciding kind of what you do want. And when you start planning and you start saying, this is what we want. So what did you want? I mean, how did that come about? And I mean, is that something that you can say like, okay, we want Caucasian. We want this. We want this. We don't want this. So you've kind of fill out a checklist. How does that work?
There's an application that you fill out and you have to list like your top three races and nationality. And it's not necessarily in order.
Okay.
Of importance or what you would rather have. It just, you just have to list it.
Yeah.
So they can find somebody that is going to match you because they talk a lot about being conspicuous or inconspicuous instead of, so like they had mentioned to us, if you didn't want to be so conspicuous and people not just come out and know that he's adopted, then you would want a biracial baby.
Okay.
Or they're like, or do you want an Asian baby? And then everybody would know that obviously that's not ours. Or so it's just, they make you have conversations that you wouldn't normally have to have. And you're just.
Critical conversations.
Yeah.
And it gets you thinking kind of like over the top thinking.
Yes.
I mean, like overanalyzing.
Overanalyzing for sure.
Yeah. We're just, hey, we just want a baby.
Yeah.
We don't need all this, you know. We just want to go to the store, like, you know. Yeah, Nancy's been harassing me, Leo and Lindsay, for the last several months for a puppy, I mean, it's almost like husband abuse. And
I was going to say, all I want is to be Jean Frise.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
That's it.
What's that?
They call him Jean Frise.
And we already have the name picked out and everything. And I let Robert pick out the gender. So we didn't have the checklist. We had the checklist.
You have to name your top two.
Yeah. He wanted a male dog. And he had the name picked out.
So why are we talking about this, Miss Whipple?
We're talking about adopting babies.
Oh, adoption. That's right.
Adoption.
Gotcha. Okay.
Fur babies or real babies?
Okay, so.
All babies.
So back to where, and what's interesting about this whole concept here is Nurse Nancy, she's a pediatrician's nurse. So here she is, and she's coming in. And I guess the health of a baby is really important. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only imagine. So did you, Nancy, when you worked for one of the lead pediatricians here in Dallas for many, many years, did you see a lot of adopted kids when you treated babies? Is that something you did a lot?
We did see a fair amount, yes.
So.
And it was awesome.
It was?
Yeah, they're so excited. Some of my favorite people ever is adoptive parents. Because they're so excited to have a baby.
And they just don't take it for granted. I guess it's just not like, you know.
It's
so they had to go through the process.
Yeah. It's not an everyday occurrence. So
that's interesting.
When they come in, that first visit, I mean, it's almost like sunshine comes through the door. And they're so glowing. Yeah, so it was a really awesome experience.
So as we start to get into the next part of the Radio Coffee House chat room, we're going to get into the actual what happened. I mean, how this came down. And, you know, the thing I like is Ready or Not, Here We Come. So here we're getting ready to go down this avenue of adoption. Man, the story is only going to get better from here. We have to take a small commercial break, but we'll be right back. And I want to just say tune in to this because this is when it gets juicy. This is when the real rubber meets the road of how all this came down, and it's going to be exciting and I even believe life-changing. We'll see you right back after this commercial break.
Life is 100% natural and at the same time 100% spiritual. These are two overlapping realities that were never meant to be separated, but the truth is we separate them all the time. We often live in one reality and forget about the other. But not anymore. With our new book, The Big Day, you'll discover how to combine the wisdom of God with practical tools for success. And then watch all eight areas of your life flourish. For example, learn to walk in God's wisdom when planning for your future. Or exercise your muscles while you exercise your faith. As you practice both, you'll see just how naturally it comes. Today is the big day to make the most of both the natural and the spiritual aspects of life. It's time to lift the limitations on your level of abundance and walk in the fullness you were meant to enjoy. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So our theme today on the Radio Coffee House chat room is to get yourself off your mind. Start doing bigger and better things than you've ever done before. And we're talking about the life-changing story of Leo and Lindsay. And this is something I thought about, Dan, last week, and I thought was somewhat interesting, was that I just learned that you guys just adopted a child, right?
Yeah, we're in the process of doing that right now because we're going through the foster care system. I don't know how you guys are doing it, but that's how we're doing it.
So I bet that was wild.
Yeah, it is, only because we have to talk with our agency. We have to deal with CPS. We don't have to deal with, like, the biological parents so much because they're out of the picture.
So here we are, and you decided this is something you and your wife are going to do.
Yeah, our story is pretty much like Leo and Lindsay's story. And Lindsay, my wife is just like you. I mean, she went on the internet. She did her research. She called like 1,000 different agencies to find out which was the best one.
Yep.
And so you guys decided to do the adoption process?
Yes.
Life-changing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, something that we had talked about and, you know, that we wanted to do. And we were in the same process as you guys were. You know, we were trying and trying and trying, and it just wasn't working for us. So we just thought that was the best route to go.
So ready or not, here we come. Lindsay, Leo, thank you, Dan. I appreciate you sharing that. So here we are, ready or not, here we come. And so let's talk about the next process. How does that work from there? So you did the research, and now you decided you're ready to start taking the first step. So how does that work?
So our first step, once we decided, Gladney came along. They sent us this packet. They were so responsive. They were really helpful. They helped guide you.
This is the adoption company?
This is the agency.
Agency. You call it an agency?
It's an agency. Mm-hmm.
And the name of it is what?
Gladney.
Okay.
Yep.
So you chose Gladney.
Yes. Well, at this point, we were still on the fence a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we were like, let's go to their, they do an orientation so they you can learn more about them. You can see how they operate and all those kinds of
things. So you go into their office?
We go into their office. We sit. There's like 15 other couples?
About 15 or 20.
So it's like you're going in there and a job interview maybe?
Not quite. They're just...
So you have all these couples, you're going in there, and yeah. They call it orientation.
They call it orientation.
Yeah, I call it the sales process. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. They are trying to sell you.
Yeah.
But we walked in and we just felt like we were home.
Yeah.
We were like, Courtney was our person that greeted us, and mm-hmm. she was... so nice. Everybody was so nice.
Courtney.
Yeah. My name was Courtney.
Yeah. So you're going in and they sit down and they give you what, like an hour and a half orientation of the adoption process?
It was a full day.
Really?
It was like 8 to 4.
Like the whole day?
The entire day.
So what do you say? You're adopting and then now, I mean, sure. So what do they cover? What kind of stuff?
Well, they open your eyes because I was thinking I want a closed adoption. I didn't want to have to worry about birth parents. I like, we're the parents. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to worry about that. And that was
what's
just
closed adoption?
Where birth parents have no rights, you don't hear from them, you don't see them or anything like that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, well, I don't want to have to, I felt like I was going to have to share if it wasn't closed.
Yeah.
And that was just me not knowing.
Yeah.
So they really open your eyes to the birth parents.
And what do you call it, open adoption? You have closed adoption, then?
Open, and then there's a semi-open.
Semi-open.
Okay. So what did y'all choose?
We, well, it kind of chose us. We didn't necessarily choose it. We just, when we met our birth parents, we were like, they're the best thing ever. They're so precious.
Yeah.
So then that's when how we kind of...
So you actually met the parents?
Not at that time.
Okay.
But today was met some of them.
Yeah. So today was the day of the orientation. Right. So I'm
and
sure
about them.
That's kind of like a big relief off your mind to see, okay, first off, there are other couples that are like us, like
yes.
Dan. I mean, there are other couples in this world. And now we're normal again.
You don't feel
now,
so alone in it.
Yeah. And I like that part because, you know, there is Courtney. She's making you feel good about it, you know, getting you understanding. And this is the thing, don't sell me something. Teach me something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just like say something that's better than it really is. Tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly. So that's when I make a decision. So that's what they did was I'm sure they sat down. I don't have a clue, but I would hope they would sit down and just go, okay, these are the good things. These are the things you need to be concerned about. Because if you're all day there, then they're just helping you. And I bet that was probably just like an answer to prayer.
Yeah.
Correct.
It was eye-opening.
Yeah. So did you like pray about this or how did this work?
When we were done with the orientation, they give you the option if you want to go ahead and purchase the application stuff and get started. And we were like, this is it. This is where we need to be. We
yeah.
just felt this was right.
But
so
yes, prayer was involved. Yeah. We definitely prayed about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because yeah, agency. You know, like God help me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's one of my
yeah.
favorite prayers. You
yeah.
know? What
go
do I do now?
God.
Yeah. If you'll get me out of this, God, I'll never do it again. That's my second favorite prayer. My third favorite is, Lord, please help us beat the hell out of them today. And then we'll love them like Jesus tomorrow, you know. Very competitive. Yeah.
There you go.
But so you went through the process and then you decided to go ahead and purchase what you, I guess, or take the next step and through the application process.
Right.
So they give you an application to fill out?
It's mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah. So I guess they do everything from hello to goodbye, like background check on you.
Yes. We had to go to like FBI, get fingerprinted, and I mean, we had to do all these home studies, application stuff.
It was process after process, and we were just...
It's a little daunting at first.
It was everything just thrown at you.
Open it and you're like,
but they were there with us every step of the way.
So it's not like you were out there all by yourself.
No, because we could contact them, and they would tell us everything, you know.
I think I did email her 1,000 times a day.
But she was so responsive.
Yeah.
I mean, she was there for us, and that meant so much.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when they took us to, I got to back up real quick. When they took us through that facility, mm-hmm. and that was one of the, I thought that was so cool. And then there was a birth mom there. They have what they call dorms at the Gladney Center.
Oh, really? So this is a center you go to?
Exactly.
And where is this? Like, is in Dallas?
Beautiful Fort Worth.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yes.
Fort Worth. And so we go through.
Beautiful Fort Worth.
We go through. They take us through, and Lindsay and I are walking through in the big group, and the mom there, I remember this like it was yesterday, she goes, "I want you." And she pointed out at us.
She pointed at both of you?
And yes. That was just like.
She said, "Y'all are so cute. I want you."
We keep reusing the word cute. I can't imagine Leo being cute. You know, that to me, that's not a compliment. You know, I mean, I'd rather you dog cuss me and call me cute. But, you know, okay, let's slow down on this one. But the point being is that that birth mom. This isn't the birth mom that actually chose you guys, or you chose it. This is someone else?
Yes.
But she goes, "I want you." So they have a center there, and they're actually the young people or people having a baby there?
They take care of them. They take care of the birth mothers. They help them get on their feet. They give them counseling to help them with their emotions and feelings.
Really? I didn't know that.
You see where your money's going. I mean, this is that made us feel a lot better about.
So this Gladys is really affecting everybody. I mean, they're working for both sides.
Exactly.
They take the side of the moms that are having a baby, help them through the adoption process, because I'm sure they're like, you know, I can only imagine.
Right.
I mean, I really can't imagine. I mean, I can talk about it, but I can't imagine to be a mom and have a baby part of my body, and then the next thing I know, the baby's no longer part of my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that would be like... Golly, I can't even fathom the emotions and what you would go through. And then on your side, you guys are like, you know, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, this is like, you know, the Wizard of Oz going through this tunnel and the great wizard going, "Oh, you know, who are you to be here today?" And, you know, here you guys going through this tunnel.
The mighty Oz.
Yeah. Because the mighty, this is so, but they're glad he is saying, "Wait a minute, guys, it's not that bad. We're going to help you on this end, and then we're going to help, I mean, the birth moms." Mm-hmm. I love that. Did not realize that. And then on the other side, we're going to help you guys kind of like work through this process.
Exactly.
So you did all the stuff. How long did that take?
About a year.
Yeah, the whole process until we got matched, was about a year.
I'm thinking you do it like in 90 days at the most, but no.
You're constantly doing things. There's so much to do, so you're always doing something. It takes that long.
Yeah, so what you're really doing is getting prepared for life-changing events happening in your life.
That's exactly right.
And then they do the matching process. And so they match you with the birth mom. That's what you call it,
I guess? The birth mom actually chooses
you?
Her adoptive parents, yes. Mm-hmm. We make these profile books, and they look through it and they see.
So is that book that you handed me, is that a profile book?
That's one of our profile books.
So that's what you gave to the birth mom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there she goes, you know. There they are, Lindsay, you know, Leo, cute, and there they are. And
super cute.
Yeah. I wish you could see this book. I mean, we ought to take a fact of what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to take a picture, and I'm going to put this on our website. You got to see that because it's really gorgeous. You know, you got this beautiful blonde chick. It's got the short skirt. I'm sorry. Well, kidding.
It's truth. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good looking. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I know that's the, I told this, I say this, I don't know how I'm going to get into this, but that's the number one question.
How
I'm
are you going to get out of this?
Yeah. No, I'm going to get into it because I'm going to pull myself into it. I have a lot of questions when I get to heaven. And the number one question I'm going to ask God is, why did you do this to me? You know, he's going to go, what? I go, well, when I was a young man, a teenager, you know, and there was Nancy coming down the halls and she had these go-go boots on. And
I
she had
didn't to wear those to school.
Yeah, I know, but I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much. And then she had these hot, they
those
had hot pants.
Those were for date night.
They had hot pants. That's what they really called them, hot pants.
We called them hot pants. They were actually short shorts.
I don't have to dress anything else. And so there she was, this beautiful chick. And I had everything on my mind except going to church and Sunday school, you know, which you can only imagine. So here they are, these chicks, you know, here they are. Back to where we are with the story. So they choose you guys, and you give them the book, and they do, you go through an application. They look at who they choose. So you got, you're thinking, man, what if they don't choose me? You know, that would be kind of like,
that did go through our minds a lot because there was a period of time where we didn't hear anything and we were like, did they forget about us? Does nobody like us?
Or, especially because you're, you know, what do you call it, interracial? Is that what the way you say it?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay is black and you're white. No, I'm sorry. You're black, Leo. Yeah. So you're black and you're white and, you know.
Right.
And so you're going, wow. I mean, I bet that kind of crossed your mind a little bit, wouldn't it?
Well, definitely. And Miss Courtney, who helped us out so much, she let us know. She was... You guys are interracial. You have a really good chance of getting picked or chosen a lot sooner. And that just, you know, man.
Well, that boosted
we
your
were in high demand. People like us were in high demand.
Well, it boosts your spirits. You know, you're like,
hey, we are normal.
Yeah.
Back to normalcy.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
You know, and again, we just started off with the show back, you know, close to 80 to 90 years ago. I mean, the abnormal things that were going on in this country, even the back to my mom and dad. And so you go through the process, and you're going through this process, and it's going to get better from here. In fact, we're going to give you kind of what I say is one of the coolest endings ever to a great journey of Lindsay and Leo. And as I look in their eyes and I'm beginning to look at their spirits and their souls, I'm sitting here thinking about going through that process. I want you to think about that too. The processes that you've had to go through to get where you've got to get. The things that you think, well, this is impossible. I can't do this. There's no way we can do this. And so you had one mountain after another mountain after another mountain. And I believe it's God-centered to have, you know, Gladney come into your lives. I believe God used Courtney to help give you a piece, a person, and you start working on adopting. Then you go through the application process, and then they're choosing you, and you're going through all this process over a year. You know, I bet that lasted, I bet it felt like 3 or 4 years. You know, just can only imagine, again, that part. Folks, we have got to take a small commercial break. We're going to be right back, and then we're going to finish this story. It is so good. You've got to stay tuned for this because it is only going to get better. We'll see you shortly. Hello, I'm Robert Whipple, author, husband, grandfather, and entrepreneur. So here lies the question. Have you ever noticed that life is like a human obstacle course? I have. That is why it is my privilege and honor to introduce to you The Big Day, a best-selling book which includes over 35 years of tested principles that I've used in my own life and business, overcoming obstacles myself, which covers, by the way, very important, all 8 areas of your life. The Big Day will give you a decided advantage. It's like your own personal coach. It teaches you step-by-step systems that puts the odds in your favor with realistic expectations to win big in life every time. You can purchase a copy on Amazon today. Simply search for it, The Big Day by Robert Whipple. It's a game changer, I promise you.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So, Lindsay and Leo, so what were you saying that the process about like the mom and the dad, they both have to approve you, the birth mom and dad?
Well, yeah, if the dad is involved, a lot of times he's not there, so there's a waiting period. But in our situation, in our scenario, we're just so blessed that both of them were involved and
the selection process.
In the selection process, and they chose us.
So. Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of like talk about laying your life down. Again, we just talked about this earlier. Those guys, you know, here they have a baby, and they're going to say, here, we want this baby to have a home, and they choose you guys. Did they tell you why they chose you? I mean, did they give you any – did they give you, like, the top three reasons?
Because you were cute.
No. Come on.
No. This is... She told me, because we still talk to her, and she had told
You still
me,
talk to her today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I talk to her all the time. I text her all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. She had said that they chose us because they felt like we were an older version of them.
Okay.
Because they're also interracial.
Oh, they are.
Well, we're not that old, but but she said we look like fun people. She thought she was convinced
cool
we were
people.
From Austin because we were cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's where the cool people live.
Right. So our book did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it painted that picture, and she wanted someone that's not going to be old fashioned. Baby Boom. I don't know if you remember that scene on Baby Boom where they have that adoption process, and this lady, I mean, she's going to think it's Diane Keaton that's going to give up the baby, and these people are from like Duluth, Minnesota, or Duluth, Montana, wherever you're Duluth, and they look like they're about 100 years old, and they're going to put the kid out in the field at 6 years of age, like I was actually, I was. And they chose you. And then, so let's talk about that process again. And I'm going to say this is a match made in heaven. So they chose you, you chose them, and then kind of what happened from there?
So we got the call that we had been chosen, and that it was a little boy. He was going to be due in November. She said, do you want to meet the birth parents? Y'all want to get together? Let's go have lunch or whatever. Do you want to meet them? We're like, yeah.
And this was in November.
This was in September.
September, okay. Mm-hmm.
This
okay.
was in September, so we went and had lunch with them, and they're so precious.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're good kids. They're good people.
They're young people.
They're young, yeah.
Like 18, 19, 20. We don't need to go into that. Yeah. That's irrelevant. Thanks.
Yes. But they're young, yes.
So, yeah. So, anyway, so you met them, huh?
And so are we.
And cool.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you meet them, and you feel good about them. So, you feel good about them. They feel good about you. Mm-hmm. And then from there... Then where did we go? How did that take off?
We wait for him to be born. And then once he is born.
Yeah. Do you give him a name or just do they?
We were still kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, we were going back and forth. I don't know if you guys know, but out there, I'm Leo Langford IV. So we were tossing that around and we were just kind of like, what do we name? You know, should we go Leo V? And then all of a sudden Lindsay comes out of the blue and she's like, okay, here's the top two.
Okay, so you pick the top two, and then you centered in on, and this young man's name is
Lincoln Anthony.
And so you cut Lincoln what?
Anthony.
Mm-hmm. So Lincoln Anthony, when you listen to this, when you're like 8 to 9 to 10 years old, you're going to say, wow, this is a cool story to hear. They actually hear this. I wished I could have heard it. Mm-hmm. And so you call him Link or Lincoln or what?
We call him Link.
Yeah.
Baby Link.
Yeah.
Stinking Lincoln.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. He's got lots of nicknames.
Yeah. So you met him, and then you went to the hospital to pick up Link?
We did not.
Okay. How did that work?
After he was born on a Wednesday. There's 48 hours that she has to sign, and she can still back out at any time until she signs.
And you kind of like that because – I'm not. You don't. You wouldn't want it.
Yeah, we didn't.
I know, but no. I mean, but seriously, if you think you don't want something to happen that she regrets that she did.
Right.
That's correct.
Right.
And because after you give birth, I mean, you know, again, mm-hmm. thinking of her side and what she was going through, you actually do want that. You want people to say, okay, I feel good about this decision. Right. I still feel good about it.
She's so unselfish.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
The ultimate. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the ultimate success is laying your life down. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not about you. They want good moms and dads to raise their baby. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I didn't realize that. So you had 48 hours and then the 48 hours passed.
And we got a call that she signed her paperwork, which we were like, we didn't sleep those 2 days. We were just like so nervous and anxious. And then we got the call. Mm-hmm. On Friday, because he was born on Wednesday. We got the call Friday night that she had signed and that we were going to get to go pick him up Saturday morning.
So Saturday morning is here.
Finally.
So you get up that morning. Probably didn't sleep all night, you said. You get up.
No.
So you get up and you're ready to go and you go to the hospital?
We go to the center.
Gladney Center.
Okay.
Go to Gladney. We still haven't told our families.
Okay. Because you want to be sure the real deal was
we
here.
We wanted to make
correct.
Sure it was going to happen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We wanted to surprise them.
Yeah.
So we go to Gladney, And her name's Jessica. We meet Jessica. We go in a room, and they're filming us.
The birth mom is Jessica.
Birth mom is Jessica.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anthony is the birth dad, and he's actually out of the country, so he wasn't there.
Okay.
So he didn't get to meet Link.
Okay.
At that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he'd already signed his paper.
He'd already signed, mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. The 48 hours. So you go at the center. This is where you pick Link up? And uh-huh. Yeah.
We sign more paperwork.
Yep. Take pictures.
They put mic on us. They're interviewing us and asking us questions.
Right.
And yeah, and that's when they, like they said, they filmed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's even.
It's a great video.
Yeah. It's just kind of like crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go. And then, so you met Jessica that morning. Did you see Jessica?
She walked in with Lincoln.
Yep. Hearts melted.
Yep. And everybody just starts bawling.
Yeah. Yes. Just tears all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, still get emotional about it this day. One of my favorite pictures ever is, you know, I mean, all of us in that room just loving on each other.
Our first picture is us, Link, and we call her Mama Jess.
Yep. Amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I went on their website and, you know, just read all about them. And, of course, they are in beautiful Fort Worth, you know. So anyway, I read all about them and I clicked on the link for the testimonials, and they're just beautiful. So anybody out there interested, you know, I would definitely check out the Gladney Center.
Yes, please definitely. Do. They're I'd the recommend best. Them. They're definitely the best.
Yeah, they're the southern painting, in my opinion, of adoption agencies.
Yes, and one of them, though, they had everybody was there. They had the grandparents there,
mm-hmm.
and as the birth mom came in with the baby, and, you know, it's very emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if it's that way for me now, I'm like...
Can you imagine being in that room?
No.
And she walks in.
Oh, man.
No.
And hands them to us.
Yeah, no. So it's such an awesome story. Yeah. If anybody, they have a great website.
So,
and
after that, so Anthony wasn't there. So they had reached out to us, and Anthony really wanted to meet Link. And they were like, would you be willing to have a visit? We know we had agreed to a yearly visit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I know this is not in time for his yearly visit, but would y'all mind meeting up with him so Anthony can meet him? And we're like, yeah.
Of course.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And then our relationship with them, it just keeps growing. Because we didn't have her phone number at first. We did everything through the agency.
Oh, yeah.
And then just as time goes on, we just got closer. And
yeah. They keep
we can't imagine life without them.
Right. They keep it very protected. That's what, you know,
yeah.
is so good about them. They just go the extra mile. And make sure there's no confusion. And then, yep, our relationship has just blossomed.
They let you grow where you need to.
Mm-hmm. And so,
Leo, take a minute and just kind of like close this out. I mean, what would you like to say to people this morning about what you went through, the process, and just take the mic is yours for, you know, a minute or so.
I'm going to take a quick minute, and then I'm going to also let Lindsay. But this has been the most fun I've ever had. It was difficult, of course, but just... The outcome is such a blessing. We work so hard to get to where, you know, start our family. We've had the support from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Our family has just been amazing. Friends, I wish I could just shout out everybody, but everybody, you know who you are. Thank you so much. We love you guys for helping us start our family, mm-hmm. and share the story. It's beautiful. Lindsay?
It really does take a village. So worth it. It was so worth the wait. All the tears, all the heartache. It's so worth it if you just open your heart and let it happen. Don't try to. I'm such a control freak, and I would try to control every aspect, and you can't. That's what it teaches you, is you can't control it. Just everything, it's on its own time.
Yeah, I think my perspective from this, thank you, Lindsay and Leo, for opening this up.
Thank you.
I know there's some confidentiality here, and there's some things that, you know, you're basically sharing to the world your story. And I know it's got to be an encouragement to everyone. In fact, you know, Gladney may even want to take this. We could get permission to take this recording, and I would. And take this and use this with adoptive people, adoptive parents, and both sides of the... And I guess my take on this in the next minute or so is that you have a opportunity, you have a problem, you have something that's facing right now in life. You have this big deal, this mountain that you're facing. What do you do to get over that mountain? Well, I'm going to say to you that you don't have to do this alone. You're not meant, we are not designed to do life alone. We're not designed to try to be our own strength, our own might. And that's where we're not using the God card. We're using God as our source, as our strength, as our hope, as our confidence, as our love. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world. This is the ultimate love story this morning. This is the love story that tops all love stories. The sacrifice, the ups, the downs, the valleys, the mountaintops. And it's still living. I mean, this is a living story. I think the ultimate story for us this morning in laying down our life is to know the plan God has for each of us. God has a plan for each of you today. Regardless of the mountain, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of whatever. And folks, it's been a great week, a great, great week. And we've got a special surprise next week. It's a surprise guest that's going to take over the show next week. I'm not even going to mention her name, but we've got some special, special people. You've got to get into next week, the Radio Coffee House. We're out of time and appreciate everyone so much. Thank you very, very much. And we will talk with you soon.
Thank you.
If you are looking for a book that makes you think about things in a different way, or one that inspires you to make changes in your everyday life, whether in your faith or how you increase your level of success in business, The Big Day is a book that covers it all. Combining both natural and spiritual principles, best-selling author Robert W. Whipple has gathered resources from over 35 years of personal and business experience. The Big Day is packed with self-help tips, tools, concepts, and strategies that will revolutionize the way you see yourself and your life. Don't limit yourself or hinder your potential. It's time to step out as the successful leader that you were meant to be. Order your copy of The Big Day on Amazon today.